This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Sponsors, whether it's the insurance, the insurance companies, Charlie's just had one on here, which was cool. Planet Fitness. But you've been, we're also going out and reaching because of the way we're doing the video and stuff, and we're getting people lined up. They're going to have their stuff like here on camera that we're working at, like real personal relationships with. Mm. But you, there wasn't just, you knew the podcast, you knew the growth, you knew where this was going, but it's, you had to go into this uncharted territory.
Yeah.
You couldn't just read a book on...
Exactly. Yeah, you're totally right. And we've spoken about in depth about this, but like when we first started talking about like, oh yeah, like I'd love to get involved with this. And in my mind, I thought, oh yeah, like reaching out to these companies or firms or groups to sponsor, simple, easy, I can do it, no problem. I'll just send an email. I'll send 10 emails. I'll get 11 back. It'll be simple.
I've got my degree in marketing.
I got it. Not worried. I'm not worried. No, that's not how it was at all. And the thing is like...
And he didn't tell... If he would have told me he thought it was going to be easy...
I didn't tell you. I was confident.
I love the confidence.
Yeah.
On my end of the line, I would have literally just started laughing because nothing that is going to have a great reward is ever easy.
Certainly correct.
But it's the person. But what I saw in you was like the grit and the perseverance. That was something I saw in you. Because I know the show, I know where it's going. We already have awesome sponsors. I've had more, but what we're looking at doing at a whole other level, where we're going with it, I knew your grit and determination would keep pushing through. So like that confidence is good, but also you were sharing with me yesterday, you were able to like drop the ego when it was like, crap, I have to actually figure out a lot more.
That was really the thing I think that blinded me the most, was my ego being like, oh, I can do this because I've done X, Y, Z in the past. And then taking a minute being like, okay, well, take a big step back. Let's start at square one. What do I know? Okay, that's when I realized, like, okay, I actually don't even know what I don't know. And that was that first process of being like, okay, I need to know what I don't know now before I start learning new things. So that was the process of me just taking a step back and being like, all right, I need to read. I need to study. I need to read these blogs. I need to watch these videos. I need to connect with these business people and just understand and ask them the right questions. And that took, I mean, that took a time. That took a while to get to. I mean, that didn't happen overnight. But frankly, for me, it's kind of just like, it's part of the process. It's part of that learning process of any new venture of like, you think you know what's happening, but what actually gets you is what you think you know, but isn't just so.
Yeah.
It's a Mark Twain quote or something, but.
That's a good one though.
Yeah, I think.
I love Mark Twain.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
Yeah, but like, I love having you on, and we'll get even more, but like, it's just sharing. I've had so many different guests of all different ages, everything, and I love showing that it's mindset. It's not millennials, it's not Gen Xers, it's not tri-quadrennial, whatever the freaking... I have tons of team members and employees of all different ages, and I've had great workers on my team in their 50s, ones that sucked. Great ones in their 20s, ones that sucked. It was their willingness to learn and grow and that desire that is like what continues to make that greatness. And that's like, you don't have to be raised in a neighborhood like this can be a disadvantage if your parents totally entitle you and stuff, but also there's a point in time, and we were saying this yesterday, I know it's new to them, I will make sure we hit our last few points, but we're on the flip side of that, it can lead to entitlement. And we were saying this yesterday, like, no matter what, I don't know how, other than, I think one of the best teachers is listening to the story behind the story of people that have made it, not just their bio, because like bios don't show all the battle scars.
Well, so,
it looks pretty, but you don't read the flip side.
Yeah.
Like Winston Churchill, he looks, if you know his history, someone I admire, went up against Hitler.
During a really tough time for England, yeah.
Flip side, his dad, he was terrible in school. His dad was like this esteemed, I don't know what he was doing for like the what the government was like at that time. He was, and they were raising him to be a pop, and they're like, oh, there's something wrong with this dude. And so he never could like live, was getting kicked out of this school, that school.
Yeah.
Failed here, failed here, failed this election, failed that. But then when it came time to rise up against Hitler, they were about to negotiate. They started negotiating with Hitler.
Yeah.
Churchill's the one that came down, and he was outspoken. He always had his cigar, his whiskey. And he was like, no, like we're not. He literally changed the trajectory of history. But you could look at it and think, oh, he must have just, but he overcame so much. He was like so much of not the person that you would think.
On a paper, yeah.
On paper, like that humility, I think, breeds, plus confidence, breeds this like special type of leader.
I think it's necessary, like whomever you know that's like a very successful person, they have failed so much more than any person you can, like, and their failures are 10 times more than their successes.
Yes.
And I fully believe that. Because I think Kanye West has that quote where it's winner you learn. I love that quote.
Yeah,
because it's like, yeah, he's
so
right.
True.
He's so correct. I mean, like, you really take a minute and think about, like, failure is necessary. But failure, if you fail once and you're like, oh, I'm done, that's good. That's bad. Like, that's not a good mentality to have in anything. You're going to have fights. You're going to have, I have fights with my friends. My friendship grows because of it. I learn more about you. You learn more about me. We understand each other better. That can be said about a lot of things, business relationships, whatever.
It grows or it does. It grows, so conflict, when it leads to resolving,
yeah,
like, grows and develops. Conflict that's unhealthy, where it doesn't lead to resolve, where it leads to more drama, more, then it dies. Or there's people that stay in that tribe where that's all they ever know is drama and conflict. But if you're the type that's growing and thriving, they're going to resolve it with you and grow, or you're going to eventually let them go. And like that's what I was leading to, is like your mindset's wired more and more that way. And everyone listening and watching and stuff, I think it's so important, you know, that there's a point in time in your life that no matter where you were raised, what you've been through, we're not saying it's easy. I'm not like your parents, like being there, there was wars going, like,
yeah.
But they could have sat there and said, I'll never be my so-and-so. They have all these tragic stories my wife does.
It's like
a point in time you have to choose, am I going to be entitled or am I going to keep being a victim or am I going to choose to, this happened, I can't control it anymore.
Yeah.
But like I'm in control of myself.
That's really well, I mean, like, excellent. I think for me it's kind of like I used to be the person where if it rained outside when I had plans, I'd get upset.
Really?
I used to be the type of person where, like, oh, it's raining outside, like, I had plans today, like, oh, I'm so mad. And it's, like, taking a minute and kind of being like, well, geez, do I have any 1% even control over the situation? No. Okay, well, then I accept that as it is, and I continue living my life. That, like, that's what really helped me is kind of understanding, like, it's not so much, like, my emotions are dictated by outside things. I simply control all my emotions and really the reactions I have to outside stimulus. So something bad happens to me, someone cuts me off in traffic, I can have no reaction to it. Or I can have a reaction to it, but it's my choice. The second you lose that choice, it's kind of like you're giving power to that thing. You know what I mean? Like where it's kind of like if someone makes you upset, well, it's like someone who made you upset, you're giving them power over your emotions.
Yeah, you choose. Well, I like how you were saying before you used, because I was thinking, I had And I think it's a lifelong journey. 10 years from now, you look back and be like, oh my gosh, that bothered me. Yeah. But it never ends. We're always. But I think it's like that. It's that growth mindset. Somewhere along the way, or something, you continue to want to keep. Because like that, I've studied all that and realized, wait, I'm literally wasting energy on getting upset.
Yes, yeah.
Like energy is an investment. I can invest it in being angry at this person, even though they suck and they did that. But there's nothing I can, or I can. Why waste the time? But it took like learning that because I didn't know that before.
Mm.
Like and you learn that throughout the process. It's interesting to me.
Yeah, it took. I mean, like I'm saying that though is like, oh, this, I've always been this way. No, there have been many times where it's like someone said something to me the wrong way, or a situation happened that like I had a reaction to it, and it's like, why? Why do I have a reaction? Mm. Why is it 3 a.m. and why am I still awake right now? Like, why is this keeping me up? Why am I like? And it's like, well, at the end of the day, I'm doing this to myself. It's like, what, this situation's literally beating me up. Come on, you know what I mean?
And to flip it back, you could say that goes to the comfort zone thing too.
Yeah, exactly.
When people are, everyone's afraid to fail.
Yeah.
No one likes to fail. It's scary to do. I get scared. I tell people, I'll go speak. I did the school. There was like 600 people. I get nervous before it, but I still do it.
Mm.
Because I look at the bigger picture and the why and the people that it helps, and it like pushes me. And you keep pushing yourself, but like and they're like, no, you must be. I get nervous before shows still. I've done hundreds of these.
Wow.
But I also realize nerves are part of excitement too. So it's really like I'm also excited to do it. Mm. It kind of feels the same. And a lot of times people can misinterpret that and think, if I'm feeling that, I shouldn't be doing that, and I must stay up all night worrying about it, which I've done before, and I still do at times, but I just get better at realizing, okay, I'm buffering. It is a problem, but if I just dwell on it, I need to sleep, and I can actually fix it. But I'm not gonna. I love when we think we can solve like all the world's problems in this 4-hour segment. I'm gonna solve every problem.
Yeah,
it's like, but it's crazy though to think of that and how we process it. I want to make sure before we get off to bring up the college thing. And oh, there was one other thing before one gets here too. We're in the studio at my house right now, and school is about to be out too.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were writing in, with you being a fresh graduate, about college, and I posted the question, is college worth it? And I want your perspective, and I also want you to tell all the listeners, 23 years old, what is that hat?
So a friend of mine from high school, who's a designer, came up with a company called Virtual, with a U. This is a brand I actually partnered up with. I just love the kid's tenacity. He's 19 years old, starting a clothing brand. I loved it. Absolutely. And the whole concept of the brand was basically finding virtue in this virtual world. And so I'm kind of helping him with his business savvy. He's a great creative mind. And this is kind of a company we've had going for, I'd say a year now. And it's really found a lot of success, and it's just something kind of I like to pick up, hold it, look at it, just because this was a thought in his mind. He's such a young entrepreneur.
That's cool.
But I love it. And
like he designed like the logo.
He designs everything.
That's cool.
I just offer him really kind of business guidance. You can check more of our clothes out at virtual.co. So it's VURTUAL.co. And yeah, I encourage people to do that. It's just
put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Is it a certain type? Is it more hats?
It's streetwear. So basically the whole concept of it is kind of, we live in a really like future focused sci-fi. Like he basically designs streetwear from shirts.
What do the shirts look like?
Shirts are the design on top of it. They say virtual.
Is it like t-shirts?
T-shirts, long shirts. We have shirts that we've collabed with organizations like Space
Camp.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, really, frankly, for me, this has been kind of like the fruit of a lot of like the projects I've worked on, just because I can provide my experiences.
That's awesome.
In California and here just to this young man. And that's been an amazing process for me being part of that. Yeah.
I love it. We'll have all this in the show notes for everyone to be checking out. Go to the link. Also, we were going to announce the winner from all the questions you posted. I know there were so many, like Brock posted some. I was reading for Chanel. I'm trying to go off memory, and you guys know that I suck at that. I'm not afraid to admit my weaknesses. Dustin, yep. Thank you. This guy's got the photographic biochemical memory here.
Thank you.
And so many more. Like, keep them coming because we're always reading that. I love that stuff. I love to engage. And also, I'm going to have a setup in the future where people can be calling in live on the show. We already have the external speakers, which is going to be awesome. But I loved all your answers so much. I'm almost going to have to flip a coin. There was Brock and Dustin, Chanel. I loved all three of their answers. So we're going to pick between the three of you and figure it out. I'll be following up with a message, and you're going to be able to send them one of the hats as a gift. And
absolutely.
You said you can even, like, they can pick
customized colors, whatever you guys want. We have, I believe, 5 different variations. So it's really up to them. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
See, that's what that's a little gift for engaging.
Yeah.
I love it, though. And everyone listening to Elevating Beyond, it's just throughout the years, we're talking about overcoming and starting, like, 13 years ago, starting my company Dreamshine after jail, getting into it, literally doing my first episode in my car. Like, you see the studio now, and I love to share that with everyone, to think you don't have to have all this to start. I was in my car with my earbuds at the time. Didn't even have a microphone. Raining, audio sounded like crap. One of the most downloaded episodes. She opened up about the jail the first time.
Wow.
Had this former pro tennis player that talked about suicide attempt.
Jeez.
And you just do what you can with what you have.
Yeah.
And you keep going because, like, you can see the studio and all that now, like, years and years later, and think, well, if I don't have that, I can't start. Mm-hmm. And it's just so not true. And I love the example of, like, 23 years old, already out there, like, doing all this stuff, learning along the way. And I want to make sure that I didn't leave. Was there anything huge from yesterday? By the way, Mom, I know you said great things about Mom yesterday. A lot of awesome things about Mom and Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of really, really good things for when they watch or listen to this that didn't make it in today.
I would say probably, like, the only thing was probably be just about college and is it worth it?
Only the main question that I had is the.
I think.
You guys tell him the professional host. I like depend on the guest
trying to help you
to not screw to make me not screw the show up.
I think college is really useful. It's just like how you use it. I think like what we were speaking about is kind of like college is a lot like having a driver's license, where it means you're not a nincompoop. Great job. But having a driver's license doesn't necessarily mean you're an excellent driver. It's not. And so having a college degree doesn't mean you're necessarily an excellent business person, engineer, musician. It doesn't mean that. It means you went to school for 4 years, 5 years, 7, whatever, to get a degree. And so I think, like, your college degree is important, but I have a degree in marketing and a minor in communication technology. All I do is study tech. I'm really interested in AI. Like, these things aren't related to my college degree, but my personal passions. I simply just know how to attack them with that perspective of marketing. And that's really like my whole answer. That's my whole answer, I would say, to that question.
Yesterday, too, it kind of, I was saying, like, for me, too, is like, there's no right answer to this, by the way. But I will say, compared to, like, 20 years ago, I don't think college is as necessary as it would have been 20 years ago, before
certainly
the age of being able to, you can get so much on YouTube and stuff now too, but I still think it's individualized. Like, in my transition after jail, and like, I needed to accomplish and push for that. That was out of my comfort zone. And college to me became more about perseverance actually than it was about education.
Mm.
And it built that confidence muscle for me that I got through that I could get through this. But I was telling you this yesterday, when I was growing my company and developing it, they were like, well, are you going to go back and get your MBA? And I'm like, why would I do that? I'm already a CEO.
Yeah.
And go spend another $50,000 for two more years. It was probably way more than that for two more years of grad school to get it. And I hate school. And I didn't. And I'm like, and I need to be putting that. So, like, just for the title, it's not worth it. But, like, if you're going to be a brain surgeon, you know, like we're saying, it's you better go through it and become a brain surgeon. Or if you're at a certain transition in life or something, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of regrets. But if you're coming out the gate, like I had Jeremy on my show, 18. Dude, he already had a multi-million dollar company. He started at age 16. I would not be like, stop that and go to college full time, because they're not going to be able to teach you anything that you need to go actually teach them how to run the business program, because you're already doing way more.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was like, for him, I'd be like, absolutely not. No, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, you never know. Like, you just keep doing. You know, I love how Steve Jobs, I mean, he dropped out, but he also said the experience of like going back and taking that calligraphy class after he dropped out in college is what got him to draw the Apple designs and stuff that you see.
Oh, wow.
So you never know what's going to lead to what. So, and he didn't even finish college, and he was like, it would have been, but what you never know, like, it's not necessarily going to be wasted. I'd say, like, if you're in there, like, just finish it off, and you never know what it's going to lead to. And everyone has their own different path. But I think for me personally, it was a good transition, but I could see other people, like that guy on my show, for him, no. It just depends where you are on your journey, what your situation is. But, I mean, it helped build that confidence muscle for me also. So, we left this out too. Speaking of college degrees, this guy was thought that Michael Moore wrote the book, the Ray Bradbury book. No,
Fahrenheit 451.
We were talking about Fahrenheit 451. I was like, isn't that, you're like, who's the author again? I'm like, Michael Moore, right? And he looks at me, and I wasn't even joking, so I had to throw myself. I was thinking of the movie Fahrenheit 9/11. And then when you left, I was cracking up because Ray Bradbury, I have his other book there, The Illustrated Man, is like one of my favorites. He's one of the best writers, but you used a great example of him, of he didn't go to college to become an author and all that. Mm. He
went to the library. He was an autocrat. He just read everything. He learned. He didn't get it. He just took a quarter, got a library membership, and just studied. And that's amazing. If you're able to do that.
Would you say studied or became, because I think this is an awesome ending point. You've got to go out of your comfort zone and become, if you want to really become a pro.
Yeah.
At something, you've got the like one of the best, like him.
Yeah.
You have to become like maniacally obsessed.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that I'm married, I've got my five kids, yeah. I have a relation. You can have all that, and it's just when to put your time up. But there's times I'll work so many hours and obsess on things, there's no other way. And college is just going to take you so far. But yeah. Like if you really want to become a greater pro at something, there's no book. It's going to continue to just get in there and do everything possible,
yeah.
Like literally till you're
passion.
The best at it, the yeah. best that you can be, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like you find any author that's written, Stephen King, for example, but you find any author that's written a lot, it's just their passion. Like they're an author. Like they're not, they don't have, like, that's what they are all about. When they're playing tennis, when they're eating sushi, they're just thinking about writing. They're thinking about a story they're working on. And that's like where you have to really kind of start applying, like, that's their passion. Like, that's easy, right? It's an author, but just find your passion and just pursue that passion endlessly. And you can maintain relationships, you can have a family, you can have your friends, but just pursue your passion endlessly.
And this could be a whole other show, but I think there's even different seasons. So you don't think I only have to be an NBA player, then like the guy on my show, NFL. Blew his knee out, that was his, he thought that was, he was suicidal because he thought I'm only meant to be an NFL player. Then he had to rediscover there's different levels of passion, seasons. And even like Eric Thomas was saying, when people ask him, how do I find that? He's like, well, something is if you're not feeling like this why for it and feeling hungry and you're just continuing to not care about it at all, then you're probably not that. That doesn't mean it won't get hard as hell and there won't be times you do want to give up and do, but something your gut keeps pulling you back. Because people ask me that all the time. That's probably like such, how do I battle fear? How do I find my passion? And I let them know. I didn't know I was going to open Dream Shine, do a podcast. Some people are like born. They're like, I knew I wanted to be an actor or whatever. That's cool for them. I wasn't like, I know I'm going to have a company for special needs. I just kept doing. And like you said, like learning and following along the way. And I'm still learning. And you just keep going after what keeps like pulling you. Or sometimes work jobs and that will teach you what you don't want to do.
Yeah,
but definitely. People like think, oh, I don't know, I'm a failure because I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't even know what I was going to do after college. I kept figuring it out.
Yeah, I don't think anyone like necessarily is like waking up like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing, and this is what my office will look like, and this is who I'm going to be married to, and this is what my children will be doing. It's like, come on, like.
But haven't you seen people talk like that?
It's like,
and it's made you feel. I know in my young years, I would see. And I would think I can't ever be like successful like them because
they knew it all. Yeah. It's not even a lie, but it's like I'm listening to this person like, oh,
they're
wow,
just sharing the bio and not the battle scar.
Exactly. He's showing me like, oh, like I thought A and then B happened. Are you kidding? Like
The 10 steps to success.
Yeah, this is what happens. And if you follow these 10 steps, it's guaranteed. Like, okay, are you an oracle? Can you see in the future? Like growing up and like having experienced like a ton of failures where I'm like, oh, but I was told this information. This is supposed to happen. You know, that really blows my mind, frankly. So that's just something that I find really interesting, that people can sometimes speak with so much confidence about those types of topics where it's like, you don't know what's happening.
I love getting them on here because I think sometimes they might not even be doing it on purpose. Sometimes it's been so long they forgot the B side of it.
Yeah.
And it's
the B side.
Getting that conversation and being like, do you remember... Like me, when my office was in a barn, it was the recession, and I was like, oh, man, we couldn't even get a loan because they may be thinking about last month or last year. Then when they're really able to open up, I've met a very rare few that I wouldn't even let on the show. They were like, I don't ever want to discuss the failures. Cool, you're not helping anyone. You're annoying. But that's a rare few.
That's annoying.
The most that I've met, that's like an ego thing, are going to be willing... And 100% of everyone, watch anyone really talk, they're going to say at the core of it, what it comes down to is perseverance. Yeah. Dude, even Einstein, like I keep saying to end it, and we really are going to end it, and I could go for hours, but like Einstein said, I don't even believe in geniuses. He said, I don't even think I was the smartest. I was willing to persist and work longer and harder on a math equation, whether it took me 1 year or the rest of my life, whether I died doing it until I solved it, that's what separated me. That's what made me, years and years later, what they called a genius. Mm. I was willing to persevere. So at any level, it's about perseverance.
Yeah.
And I think like that should be a great thing for everyone to know because that shows you that you're all capable.
Yeah. I completely agree with that, 100%.
So thank you, Zag, so much. We've got it. You didn't hear it today, but this dude speaks 4 different languages. I made him say it yesterday. And which one was it?
I spoke Farsi yesterday. Said something. I said...
That's your native... So is that Iran?
It's Iran. The language of my mom and dad is Farsi, and then... My father is ethnically Kurdish, so I understand and speak a little bit of Kurdish, like a good amount of Kurdish.
Okay, so which one? He's going to say never give up, and which one are you going to pick? Because if you pick Kurdish, that means that you're saying you like your dad better than your mom.
I'm just joking.
Off the record. I'm totally joking, obviously.
No, I'll say, Ruh khub dash, ruz khub dash, zindagi khuba. There we go.
He just said, Mark Menard sucks. This is a dumb... What did you say, never give up?
I said, have good spirits, never give up, keep going.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to become our ongoing outro right there. I can't follow that up. Well, I'll try to follow it up in English, but it's been a great show again. I love it. I love this. Just shows all different walks of life. It's where your mindset is. You have to keep pushing yourself. You literally just keep challenging yourself, keep pushing yourself. We've heard it 1,000 times, but this is the truth. Keep going out of your comfort zone and never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com. After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwann's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwann's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwann's.com.